Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. It's great to have you here again. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
And today we're talking about something that everyone loves. Well, maybe not everybody don't love it, but it's very close to the students.
Yes.
We're talking about skipping classes.
授業をサボることです。
Right, skipping classes it's called. For example, I skipped that class, or I'm gonna skip that class.
Mm-hmm.皆さんこんにちは、皆さんは授業をサボったことってありますかね、まあ、誰しもねやむを得ぬ事情でサボってしまうことがあると思うんですけれどもジョー先生は果たしてどうなのかちょっと聞いてみたいと思います。 Did you ever skip classes when you were a student, Joe?
Right. Actually, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes. And thinking back on it, it was a bad idea. Because when you skip a class...You miss a lot, really.
Right.
It's almost impossible to get a high grade, a high score on the test if you skip even one or two classes.
Yeah, there will be a lot of stuff, so you gotta like, catch up to.
That's right. Exactly.
And do Americans skip classes less than Japanese?
Actually, I think the answer is about the same.
Okay.
Right, okay. They skip about the same as Japanese.
よかった。
How about Kay? Have you skipped classes?
Actually, well, I thought about it, but I think I've never really skipped classes, at least for no reason.
Wow.
I always email professors every time I have to skip classes.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I'm a good student. Yeah, I'm a good one.
If you need to miss a class, the professor really is kind of happy if the students send a message.
Oh,
it's right. It's
good
true.
Good to hear that.
Yes.
今日はそんな授業をサボることについてのお話ですが、10時半に開始する授業にジョナサン君が間に合うように一生懸命頑張ったというお話です。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Hey, Jonathan. You look so tired. What happened?
I've just had a bad day.
Oh, okay. You got my attention, bro. Go on.
This morning, I planned to ride the bus from my dorm to the bike shop to buy a new bike because the old one's broken. The LED light's not working.The chains rip apart, and obviously not fixable.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it was around 9:45, and I have this class, which starts from 10:30. So I needed to buy the bike quick, and cycle back to the school as fast as I could.
Wow, that sounds like quite an exhausting plan.
I know, right? But because I don't have any other free time this week, and I really wanted to get the bike as soon as possible, so I just went with the plan.
Haha, that's crazy.
Yeah, but then, when I arrived at the shop, I found out it opens from 11. So, I was 1 hour too early for buying the bike and about to be late for this class if I couldn't get back here within 20 minutes.
Ah!
So I ran back to the bus stop as fast as I could to catch a bus. Then I picked up my bag from the dorm and ran all the way here.
Wow, you must be tired.
Yeah, good thing I could get to this class on time.
Well, you better check.Their business hours next time, then, haha.
True.
But If I were you, I would have skipped this class and waited until the shop opened. Since you said that you don't have any other free time during this week, I think it's worth to sacrifice one class for getting a bike. Haha. Oh, look. The teacher just emailed us. What? Today's class is canceled.
No!
Ha 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 ha. Poor you.
So he didn't skip class, but he should have skipped classes.
Yeah, the teacher skipped the class, actually.
That's right. Too bad he didn't skip the class. He regrets it, right?
でまず、物語の最初にジョナサン君がとっても疲れた様子だったのでクラスメイトの女の子が、どうしたのって聞いてます。で今日はついてない日だったんだよねっていうふうに言ってます。で、どうしたの言ってみなっていうふうに言ってます。女の子は今ここで bro っていうふうに言いますが、これはこう親しい友達に対する呼びかけみたいな感じですね。
Yeah, especially I think a woman to a man.
Okay.
When they're only friends, it's like my brother. Of course, bro means brother, right? And it's kind of a new word, too. When I was young, they didn't really say that.
Okay.
Hey, bro, like that. Uh-huh. Especially a woman to a man, right?
で、go on. で、続けるとか、そのまま言ってみなって感じですね。
Right, you hear this a lot. Let's go on with the lesson. Or, go on, I understand that already. Something like that.
で何があったかっていうと、ジョナサン君は今朝住んでる寮から自転車屋さんまで行くバスに乗るつもりだったらしいんですね。 A dorm でここは A dorm というふうに言ってますけど、 This is a dormitory, right?
That's right. The long word is a dormitory.
A dormitory, 寮ってことですね。
Right, and a lot of American students, maybe almost half of first year or second year students, I think, live in dormitories.
Oh, really?
Right, there are these big buildings on campus, right?
Okay.
Katie, do you ever live in a dorm?
Actually, I've never. I really wanted to, but yeah.
Right, right. I did, especially as a freshman, like that.
A bike, で自転車ってことですね。
Right, everybody try to use that word, a bike.
Okay.
Don't say a bicycle. It's, nobody in North America at least says, I rode my bicycle to school.
Really?
Right, I rode my bike.
Bike.
Bicycle is a very long word, hard to say.
確かにね。
But you can say bike very easy,
okay.
right? And of course, there are two meanings of bike. One is a motorcycle,
yes.
and one is a regular, like, bicycle. But really, for students, they almost always say, my bike,
right.
meaning the bicycle.
そうね、そうね。前の自転車は LED ライトが壊れちゃったから、もう動かないんだよね、というふうに言っています。To be not working って、働かなくなるというか、機械とかがもう動かなくなるっていうことですね。
Right, for example, that computer is not working. We should use a different one, like that. Especially for machines. A machine is working well, or it's not working. And in the dialogue, the man's LED light is not working.
しかも、もっと悪いことに、自転車についてるチェーンがもう外れちゃってもう直せないんだよねって言ってます。Rip って破れるとか外れちゃうってことですね。
Right, usually a paper is ripped, right? I accidentally ripped the paper.
Yes.
Or I ripped up all the papers, like that. But here the chain on the bicycle, a little funny, right?
Yeah, like
the chain is ripped.
How could it be?
In bad condition, right.
And not fixable, of course, means you cannot fix it, right?
Right, it cannot be repaired. But his bike is in bad shape. It's...The light's not working, the chain's ripped apart, and also, obviously, the bike is not fixable.
もう直せないっていうことですね。
Right.
ほうほう、かわいそうに。
probably more students are like that, right?
そうね。で、ジョナサン君は9時45分に、そのバスに乗って自転車さんに行って、授業に間に合うように帰ってくるっていうプランを立てて、10時半のクラスにはもう絶対に間に合うように自転車で戻ってこようっていうふうに決めてたんですね。Joe, we gotta explain this 9:45 and 10:30 here.
Right, notice that they don't say like 9:45 a.m. or p.m. Anything like that. Never in conversation. You just say 9:45 and people usually understand, for example.
Okay.
Or you can say 9:45 in the morning if you if it's not so clear like that. But never say a.m., p.m. in conversation.
Really? Right. Oh, so you do that in email or in
Yeah, writing is okay, but not conversation. Never, never. Almost.
Right. 書き言葉を送ってってことですね。で、まあ女の子はジョナサン君にめっちゃ無理そうな計画立てるやんっていうふうに言ってます。Exhausting で疲れるとか無理ってことですね。
Right, his plan was really exhausting, kind of like tiring, right? Doing that report was really exhausting. I need a break, like that.
すごい疲れちゃうってことですね。で、ジョナサン君はなんでこんなプランを立てたかっていうと、まあでも他にこの週時間取れる時なかったから、もうこのプランで行くしかなかったんだよっていうふうに言ってます。 To go with the plan. で、 その計画で行くってことですね。
Right, or just to do. Let's do the plan. Let's continue the plan. Go on with the plan. Like that. Let's go with the plan. Especially young people say that a lot. Right.
で、 まあ、 その計画で行ってみたんですけど、 なんと自転車屋さんは11時開店だったので、 まあ、 もちろん11時まで待ってたら授業には間に合わないので、 ジョナサン君は急いでバスと自分の足を使って授業に間に合うように大学に来たっていうことなんですね。 Wow! And what is he saying next, Joe?
He said, Good thing I could get to this class on time.
授業に間に合ったことだけが救いですというふうに言っていますね。
Right, this good thing is kind of a shortened version of It was a good thing that I could get to the class on time.
Wow.
Right, but in conversation, right. Good thing I could do that, for example, like that. Try to use it.
で、今日の最後の面白い表現ですけれど、で、それに対して女の子は、自転車のためなら一つくらい授業をサボってもいいと思うけどな、っていうふうに言ってます。To be worth で、何々する価値があるっていうことですね。
Right. She thinks it's worth it to sacrifice one class. It's because, for, to buy the bicycle, right. Because buying a bicycle is important, right?
Well, I don't know.
but sacrificing a class, right?
Depends on what kind of class it is, I guess.
That's
the quality
true.
Of the class.
Good. And with that, let's listen at natural speed and see if he skips the class this time.
Hey, Jonathan. You look so tired. What happened?
I've just had a bad day.
Oh, okay. You got my attention, bro. Go on.
This morning, I planned to ride the bus from my dorm to the bike shop to buy a new bike because the old one's broken. The LED light's not working, the chains rip apart, and obviously not fixable.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, it was around 9:45 and I have this class which starts from 10:30. So I needed to buy the bike quick and cycle back to the school as fast as I could.
Wow. That sounds like quite an exhausting plan.
I know, right? But because I don't have any other free time this week, and I really wanted to get the bike as soon as possible, so I just went with the plan.
Haha, that's crazy.
Yeah. But then, when I arrived at the shop, I found out it opens from 11. So I was 1 hour too early for buying the bike. And about to be late for this class if I couldn't get back here within 20 minutes.
Ah!
So I ran back to the bus stop as fast as I could to catch a bus. Then I picked up my bag from the dorm and ran all the way here.
Wow, you must be tired.
Yeah, good thing I could get to this class on time.
Well, you better check their business hours next time then, haha.
True.
But if I were you, I would have skipped this class. And waited until the shop opened, since you said that you don't have any other free time during this week. I think it's worth to sacrifice one class for getting a bike, haha. Oh, look, the teacher just emailed us. What? Today's class is cancelled.
No!
Ha 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 ha, poor you.
Well, he was a good student. He went to the class,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, he's really innocent.
right. Everyone out there, try not to skip classes, because it's really hard to catch up with the studies if you skip classes.
And you're paying for that,
right? Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Very true.
Well, I hope Joe will not skip any class.
That's right.
Right. それでは、また次回の広島 University's English Podcast で会いましょう。Bye!
Take care!